You alright?
Oh, stop.
Listen to you.
Voice will be back.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Wow, Evan.
Did you catch our boy Evan Saturday?
Oh, man.
With Devone?
Appointment ready. Devone went in on Clay.
You think?
He got some Steiny in him. I was like, whoa.
Why would you insult him?
No, when he brings the hammer, he brings the hammer. He's like,
bring
this
the
team
hammer.
Is old. More than the hammer.
I never bring the hammer. I'm always the guy
the
who says.
The peg leg comment earlier, that's the, I didn't like it.
That's Reg just funny.
Didn't like
that's
it.
Just goofy
yeah,
funny.
It was a peg.
And if I made big, was it silk? Or?
Oh, yeah, silk basically.
If I made silk smile, you know what a smile is? It's just a very short vacation. So I'm happy that if I made you smile today, I'm happy to do it. But I'm a lot happier if I piss you off.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Hey, I'm good now.
No, it's funny. I saw something here on the YouTube chat text. So the one thing Devone did say, and Evan did the show with Dan Devone, they're talking about Clay. And Dan did say something that I thought was interesting about how one of the reasons Dan didn't like Clay going to social media is he said, you know, he lacks kind of perspective. Maybe if he, you know, he's still single, he's 35, doesn't have a family.
Yeah.
And Devone was like, you know what? I'm sorry, but you know, you have a family and you have kids, you get a different perspective.
Oh man,
I do think it's funny though. This is a side, but Devone doesn't have a family or kids.
that's
maybe
real.
He's acknowledging that he's all the things Clay is. It's not about Devone, although
we love you, Dan.
So on the text line. I saw on the YouTube chat, somebody said, Clay has no family here. So because he has no family here, he's comfortable. So there's no way he'll move to another city because he won't have any roots there. And I was thinking, really?
Look at the other IG post of the basketball court in LA or Santa Monica, wherever it was. It was Southern Cal. I miss this place. You think that's not meaning something?
I don't know.
And
I don't
the Lakers need
means.
A shooter?
Well,
they're going to say bye-bye to your boy.
Who?
D'Lo. He's out of there. That'll free up some money. I'm telling you, man. This is not good. I'm not happy. I hope I'm wrong. But good God, man. The world shook Friday from Clay and then this morning from Brandon. And I don't know which one is worth. I know which one is worth to me, and I'm going to be redundant and repeat it. Brandon Ayuk telling you what he feels like the Niners are telling him. They don't want me no more. Man.
I love in instances like this just to throw questions out that are relevant to me. And one question is, do you think, and I'm asking Goo, but I say do you think, I mean Goo and everybody, do you think that whatever Clay did on social media Friday, which is unfollow the Warriors, and what Brandon Ayuk did on social media today, which is essentially say, yeah, they don't want me back, do you think it took either team's front office by surprise?
Now, that's a hell of a one, and I'm going to say no to both. Because I think the Warriors knew, and the fact that, you know, we cracked this, cookie last week, finding out that the Warriors could have already got a deal going with Klay Thompson as soon as the season ended for them. That's when I really got like, oh, boy. But, you're going to wait. He's going to be courted by all the other teams. No, that lets you know it's been quiet on the set for a while longer than we initially thought. So, with that, no. But I think him going public, I think they might be feeling some type of way. But Brandon is the one to where that tweet to Mike Tomlin, the Steelers coach, we look alike. That meant something else. Come get me, I believe. And then I'm going here. The weirdness of draft night, fire pick to John Lynch and John sharing that at the podium, you know, in front of the media. That, the more I think, like, that wasn't what we thought it was. And Ayuk may be out of here. Steiny, he may be asking, get me up out of here. They don't want me no more.
But from the 925 Xfinity Mobile text line, the Niners gave Ayuk their offer. He didn't accept it. He doesn't want the Niners. Well, I could say Klay Thompson was offered a contract before last season. He didn't accept it. He doesn't want to be with the Warriors. Are those two blanket statements? Are you comfortable with them both?
Well, I would say something's changed since the scrubbing of the social Friday.
Okay.
Why didn't Clay do it as soon as they lost to Sacramento if he didn't feel insulted? Something happened, I believe, contract-wise, since Friday to where he went and said,
before Friday.
Yeah, before Friday. Right. I'm going to show the world after Friday how I'm feeling.
All right. So how long has the Warriors season been over? 5 weeks.
Don't remind me.
It's actually more than that, probably. Yeah. 6 weeks. So I don't know. The reason I'm asking you is because I don't know. Do you think something happened with they haven't played for 6 weeks.
Right.
Do you think something happened with Clay on Wednesday or Thursday?
No doubt about it.
Or nothing's been really going on.
Something happened.
And now he hasn't heard from him, and he's like, you know what, the heck with that.
Nah, his agent called him, said, this is what I got, or they talked that and that. Stoddy, it could have been so bad from a Clay standpoint to where that was the end. He knows he's not returning. And that's why I'm mad at Draymond. You could be like, why you keep bringing Draymond in? You were supposed to say, I called Clay, and this is the subliminal stuff, Evan's fine. I called Evan. This is hilarious. And not have to, like, that would have gave me confidence if I wanted Clay to stay. If I'm a Warrior fan, like, nothing to see here. But to just say this is hilarious, what's hilarious about it? You got people that want Clay. He's one of the big three. But for him to go scrub every damn thing about the Warriors, something happened Wednesday or Thursday or the finality on Friday, Stani. And Clay said, you know what? I'm going to let everybody know how I feel. And right now, there's nothing good about scrubbing socials, especially pictures with him and the chef together on one of their four chips, one of the, you know, most special moments of their time together.
888-957-9570 is the number. I do think it's highly intriguing that we have two players whose future is up in the air. One's a free agent. One could be a free agent pretty quickly, but we all know the way it works in the NFL. Ayuk wants to get paid, and this would be the year to get paid if there's an agreement that can be reached by both sides. So we've got two athletes, one a champion who has become an icon here, become a fixture, but is in the twilight of his career. And then we have another one who's just entering the prime of his career. This for the leverage question that Evan asked, I almost think it's such a good question that you have to break leverage into what kind of leverage. Because my initial response was, well, Ayuk's got the leverage, but the criteria I used was different than yours and the criteria somebody else. Like, when you say leverage, I just automatically think, well, it's Ayuk. He's entering his prime, and he's set to make a bag. But
Both leverages aren't working for the said player.
Or maybe they're working. We don't know.
But Ayuk shouldn't have to, I don't want to say stoop to this level.
What if it gets him an extra $5 million a year?
But, I mean, do you really got to do that to make the
work? I don't know.
And I'm just, yeah. Dallas and CeeDee Lamb, two peas in the pod, I believe. Jamar Chase, contract eligible, study, something to pop off, two peas in the pod. You know, though, I never once thought there could be a divorce. Why would Brandon Ayuk have to go to those lengths of saying they don't want me back to share with the world something's amiss? Okay, yeah, we got you the contract. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think
Randy Moss and the Vikings, there was never no, I got to go do a video, even if it's to get it. No, Stani, this, I've learned through, I need social media rehab, but I'm saying this to you. Stani, the streets have changed, gangsters, the way people communicate now through the internet is sad. But I'll leave you with this one. If after the show at 2:20, I unfollow you on Facebook and you get that notification that Daryl L. Johnson unfollowed you, I'm not saying you care. I gotta believe whatever you're doing when you read that notification that I unfollowed you, you got to say, Goo might be feeling, what did I do? Where are we at? What happened? Am I wrong? Because that's how I would feel if I saw Matthew J. Stymetz unfollowed me. Just seeing it lets me know we ain't cool. Something is off.
I can't disagree with you. But is something that's off just temporary, a normal bump in the road?
See, that
happens in negotiations. Is this, I mean, yeah, I'll go. When Mickey Mantle.
Mickey.
There you go. Bobby Mercer. Mike Kruko. Milt Pappas.
I'm going to keep going.
Rick Rushel. Andy Messersmith. Kurt Flood. Moises Alou. When they were negotiating their contracts, we didn't know the ups and downs. We just figured out when they went to another team or when they signed on the bottom line. But I do think, I think there could be a similarity with both, and it's this. I think in a way, neither team wants each guy back. If it means having each guy back at the number that the guy wants.
Then you don't want him back then.
I disagree. That's not.
And I was having some fun with that.
No, but
Clay, that means the Warriors would give. Hey, Clay, you want 32? Right. Here it is, buddy.
No, you're in. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. I mean, if.
Man.
If the Yeah. But I think it's really the 49ers, if I keep saying they don't want me back.
He said
okay, what
that.
Do you mean? Well, they're not giving me 30 annually. Okay, are they giving you 25? Yeah, but I'm not taking 25. Well, they want you back at 25.
Yeah.
They don't want you back at 30.
Yeah, I got you.
So that's just wordplay, but I do think it's there could be similarities with both the Niners and the Warriors. Is I think there's a chance that neither team wants each guy back at their number, but they don't want to be interpreted as kicking these guys to the curb or
cheap
disrespect or anything like that.
But when the public does find out, and hopefully, you know, they're still here, but Stoney, once we find out, hey, Ayuk wanted 30, the Niners are going to be off the hook in the fan
are they?
World of, oh, that was asking too much. I don't think he's worth 30. Same with Clay. If Clay's asking for 32, Warrior fans are going to be like, we hate to see you leave, Clay, but you have a false sense of self-worth. You're not worth that. So I think the Warriors win that PR battle on why he got away. Well, but if something comes in at $18 million for Clay, then that's you better not be disrespectful.
Yeah, I think obviously the number is going to determine the way the fan thinks. And that's why I'm not really... That's why I'm just kind of looking and finding it interesting. But if you're right, Goo, if Klay Thompson signs with the Orlando Magic, 2 years, $35
million. Wow, man.
And he gets to the podium and says, I was blown away. They didn't, I thought I was going to make more, but I didn't. And so Klay, the Warriors wouldn't come in at 2 years and 38. Nope.
Oh, they would catch hell, I believe.
Right. And maybe at that point, everyone's like, can you believe the Warriors did that?
Right.
Can you believe the Warriors did that? But on the other hand, if you're right, if Klay signs with Orlando for $40 million, or what if the Warriors say, we'll match anything. We'll match any offer, Klay. And he gets an offer from Orlando, and the Warriors say, fine, we'll match that. And he goes, yeah, you know what? I want to go to Orlando anyway.
Man, wow. It could that could be on the table.
I mean, the thing about Klay is we just don't know. Kind of, he's to me the bigger enigma than Ayuk.
But who's the better player at this stage of their both careers?
Yeah, Ayuk.
Yeah.
But the thing about Ayuk that I understand is he's trying to get his first big contract, big boy. This is, and especially in the NFL. When this is the big boy contract that you gotta get.
But from what he's making now, let's just say it was 26 and he thinks he's worth more than that. Mm-hmm. I would tell Ayuk, that's a big boy contract. But if you're trying to get Justin Jefferson, maybe they don't see you like that, man. That's what I wanna know.
Well, I also think a big part of this is what we think is a relatively small amount of money. We have no idea the way they think of it. Brandon Ayuk or Klay Thompson.
Well, the bottom line is, what if Kyle Shanahan doesn't deem or Lynch, they don't think Brandon's in that company of, you know, let's just top five or Jamar Chase. And
okay. I don't either.
But I don't think that's the end of the world. Like, I'm there too. I think he's almost getting there, but he's not there now. So what? I would love to ask Brandon, Bud, how much are you asking?
But what? Like, I can't ask a guy to take less than he thinks he's worth.
But then that means we're going to break up.
Okay. Then we're going to break up.
No doubt.
The other thing is Ayuk knows that, I mean, look, the 49ers have leverage in terms of what's dealing with the contract right now. But Ayuk's 25 years old. He's going to get another deal at some point, either now in a year or in 2 years. So, like, he's going to get paid.
You're going to laugh. You got me thinking about leverage. I'm wondering now, do these athletes and their social media pages, is that leverage in a sense? I now feel like for 3 hours, and I feel confident is all outdoors telling you, social media has let me know today and Friday, last Friday, that Klay Thompson is not happy with this team, and neither is Brandon Ayuk. That's sometimes, like, the Niners might be like, damn it, why would you put that video out when you went back old school? We never know. We just find out at the end.
Let's say that there's five receivers, and I think this is a number, making, now I'm thinking of quarterbacks, okay, but let's just, there's
50 mil.
There's five receivers making 30 mil on average. Receivers, five. And the 49ers say, tell you what, we'll give you 27 a year. Okay. All I'm saying is, if the 49ers say, we don't view you as a top five receiver, but you're definitely top 10 or 15, this puts you there.
Let's go.
And we, well,
he's not, I think he is not, I think he's saying no to the 27.
And I think the thing we misunderstand more than anything else is, it's a lot of money to anybody, even if they make a lot of money. The one thing I think's a joke is when a fan says, well, what's the difference between 30 and 25? Just take the 25.
Oh, right. You, Bonte, we're
it's
talking about
not,
that.
It's not.
All right. It's about respect, though, Steiny.
It's also about your. Here's what I believe. I believe a guy who makes $100,000, a guy who makes $1 million, let's say 10,000, 100,000, a million, 10 million, 100 million. I believe that no matter who you are in that group, you have the same desire to make more money. I'm sorry.
No doubt.
You just do. Just because a guy makes 10 million doesn't mean he should take less than what he wants to make or expects to make.
Steiny, no, that's totally all I'm saying. Understand that.
And I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying you would never in your, oh, goo, what's the difference between textile worker, what's the difference between 140,000 a year and 110? Are you kidding?
Right.
That's a boatload.
And I get it, but if it's going to cost me my 10-year,
so
or
what?
No,
he'll go get it somewhere else.
See, is he? Do we know that? But that's what I'm saying. You got to read the tea. You got to read the
room.
He's
going to make a lot of money no matter what.
Right. Oh,
and he knows that. So when you're at the top of your field, or you think you are, you want to get paid at the top of your field.
The timing of the contract, I also think, is interesting, because I do believe also it's timing. It's a little sumptuous to think that Brandon Ayuk is just going to get another contract.
Man.
When in football, things happen much quicker than they happen in basketball. I do think it's interesting that we've never really seen anybody use social media as a negotiating tactic for a second contract or a third one. Like, this is Clay's final, in all probability, his final bag that he's going to get. This might be the biggest one that Ayuk's going to get, but I've never heard of a 30-plus-year-old, or especially a guy who's near 35, like, using social media as a form of messaging.
Man.
Brandon Ayuk's in his mid-20s.
Yeah,
Tyreek Hill, Kyler Murray, Deebo Samuel. I mean, all those guys are relatively younger than Clay.
That's an aspect to it. I don't know to what extent, but Yeah, that's something. I have in my mind, it's crossed my mind. Well, Ayuk's 25. He's going for his first one. Clay, you're 34. You should be
It's still his diary.
Here's what I meant about Ayuk, in that if he wants 30 and he's been offered 26, for the people that say, what's just take the 26. Right. What I'm saying is he knows football is a dangerous sport, but because this is his big bag, that's why the $4 million is, or a big reason why it is hugely important to him.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's also because it could be the only one he gets.
Exactly.
And so if you have a chance to earn an extra $20 million over 4 years, when are you going to get that again?
Right. But Evan, you guys are on fire, but the Niners may be saying,
exactly,
that ain't our math.
Well, clearly they are.
Calculator, that works, but dude, we think this is a respectable offer, yeah. And I was going to ask you and Evan this.
Yeah.
Are we, and I love Brandon Ayuk and his upside, Stoney, and I guess I'm going potential to get better, but do I think he's in that top tier with the Lambs, Jeffersons, and the Chases? I don't, but I'm starting to wonder, what if he didn't have what we think is in his way in regard to all these other pieces of this offense? What if you take all that away? Is he still Randy Moss on the outside to where I don't need no. Like, I'm getting a little, and I'm starting to wonder if Kyle is looking at him like we try to view Brock Purdy. Well, what if he was in another system? Well, that's unrealistic, is it? So I'm wondering just how good Brandon Ayuk is, and I think Stoney, I love everything about him, but I'm starting to wonder, and again, you guys saying I'm being unfair. 26 is fine, but I don't want to sound like that regular person saying the $4 million is not a big deal, but it's like, dude, you ain't Justin Jefferson.
To me, it's the same thing with Brock Purdy. If you're going to pay Brock Purdy, you know, if we just found out Trevor Lawrence got $50 million a year, but we know he's not a top five quarterback, just that what we say. Okay, so when Brock Purdy becomes a free agent and his agent says, well, the fifth highest paid quarterback's $50 million, so you know what? We want $53 million because we think we're a top five quarterback.
I understand that.
Well, okay, and do you understand if the 49ers said we've got him in the top 10, not top five?
Wow. And I think that could be a problem.
Well, and I think that's what's going on with Ayuk and what it could – because the other thing is the 49ers, they got to start paying guys. So
it feels like it's happening faster than we thought.
That's because in the NFL, there are no guaranteed contracts.
And we saw McCaffrey come to the front, rightfully so, and Trent Williams is still out there.
The hell with him.
Hey, I bet if he says I need some more money, they're going to come running.
I'm sure they will, because for whatever reason.
Three all-pro seasons in a row, Stoney.
Well, we can't win without Trent Williams.
But why are you snubbing? You talk about choke, non-choke. The guy is all-pro 3 years in a row. Why would you say goo?
Because I think he's overrated. And I get it. You can tell me Pro Football Focus has him as the greatest lineman in the history of the game.
Oh, man.
It's like, yeah, I'm sure he's great, and there's stuff about football that I don't understand, but,
Yeah, well,
he's fine.
What's your plan B?
He's great.
To play hardball.
He hasn't guaranteed that any team he's been on has ever won a Super Bowl.
No.
And here's the other thing. Here's where a guy like Trent Williams gets off. There you go. Go ahead, you got another one. Who would ever dare say an offensive lineman either choked or didn't choke?
Well, he had a bad he had a bad Super Bowl.
Oh, did he choke?
No, he had a bad Super Bowl. He didn't choke. He had a bad Super Bowl.
How come? Chips were down and he didn't come through.
Holding calls. He wasn't his old self.
And that's my thing. Apparently, we can judge when Trent Williams chokes, or we can't judge when Trent Williams. You know what I'm saying. What's coming up next on the games presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises?
Real quick, I got to say, Rory choked.
He's in the first quarter of his Jimmy Garoppolo scope.
I don't think you sound like you need help at all.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder. Quit playing
good
the
Monday.
Good Kanye. Because I get sad when he was just Kanye, not yay. He's a genius.
Who?
And I wonder.
Hey,
wouldn't you prefer I played the bad Kanye?
No, go ahead.
I just think it's like, and I'll just make. You can call me. I'm like the instrument. Sometimes I harp on things.
Zero. Evan gave you.
I'll take Evan on that. Yeah. Okay, so Trent Williams. I think he's overrated. Okay, I think he's overrated. Okay, fine. Steiny, you don't know what you're talking about. Right. He's one of the greatest linemen of all time. Okay, you know what? Yeah, I'm wrong on that. You know what? He choked in the Super Bowl.
Okay, he had a bad game.
He choked.
All right.
What's the difference? He had a holding call and an illegal procedure on the first drive of the game. Yeah. He made two mistakes in the Super Bowl, but you're going to judge what a choke is. And he choked,
if that's what we're doing now, my point is about the card he has in his hand.
Yeah.
And that is, if that man holds out or says, I want some more, go drive to his house with the blank check, meet us somewhere on the marina.
That's fine.
Because your Super Bowl chances and aspirations will be vamoose without Trent Williams.
That's
great. So that's where he's
at. And how do you know you won't get to the same point next year and he'll choke in the Super Bowl?
It could happen.
That's my point. I would never say Trent Williams choked in the Super Bowl. I just wouldn't.
Yeah, come on. He is on the line.
But my point is, under everybody else's definition of it, he did. He did. Yeah. It was the biggest game of the season.
Well, he fumbled a punt. Well, he committed a penalty on a
40-yard game.
But they went down to take
the difference.
But it was early, Stoney. So that's
why. Well, so was McCaffrey's fumble.
Chris Webber was a choke. The timeout at the end, that's a choke. And if that's what you think, then you can think it. Like McCaffrey, he fumbled, but there was so much game left that wasn't a choke.
Again, so you are defining what a choke is. And if you're going to pick and choose what a choke is, which I think is a lot, I think it's overused beyond belief. Well, if you're going to do it that way, well, you know what? I'll say it from now on. Hey, Trent Williams choked in the Super Bowl.
My boy Squirt text. I didn't want to ruffle your feathers.
See how pejorative that is?
Yeah.
If I say Trent Williams choked in the Super Bowl.
But he didn't.
Yeah, what? According to you.
How many old linemen bear rhymes?
Well, exactly.
How many old linemen have choked?
Well, that's the other thing that I think is funny. An offensive lineman under this could never even, who knows?
We'll call it a bad game.
What about Feliciano? The guy who just let Chris Jones into the backfield.
He just stinks. When do you get a break for just being lousy? It's like, guess what? We'll never say Shaq choked at the free throw line. Well, he only made 40% anyway.
Yeah.
How do you know when he choked and how he just...
the choke thing... My guy Squirt texted after you talked about your high school miss.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with how you feel about the word. Because some will say that's what's driving this from a Steiny. Because it's your prerogative that was an experience you went through and you hate it. So when you hear that word.
No, I'll tell you why.
You just go off.
No, it's not personal. Here's the reason why I hate it. It's because my little... goofy little life. My little teeny, eeny, bitty little life. I played Division III basketball.
That's big time.
Guys played Division II. Guys played Division I. It's like, who? But that's my little world. So who are you? Who are you all? Who are you all non-athletes? You all non-athletes that never, ever played on a stage as big as these guys. You never smelt it. And I didn't either, but at least
I got you.
At least I have a sliver of an understanding.
It's like, but now I understand.
Get,
yeah.
You don't get to decide when a guy feels something and when he doesn't.
And that's the internet.
What
You're
if
talking
Nick,
to millions.
Nick Anderson, you know what?
But hey, that was a joke, Steiny.
Okay, and what if Nick Anderson says, it's the weirdest thing I've ever experienced. What, Steiny? Or what, Nick Anderson? You know, for my entire career, I got nervous at the foul line. But that one time, it's really weird. I was totally relaxed, and I missed him.
Well, you can say that to yourself all day.
Exactly.
Bottom line is the misses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the ramifications for the misses.
Right. Just like Trent Williams in the biggest game.
Hey, Goo, you want to know the worst mascot in college? The Grays Harbor. In Aberdeen, Washington. Grays Harbor College in Aberdeen, Washington.
Give it to me.
Their mascot is the Chokers.
Now that, what a straight face.
Did you find out the meaning?
Did you know that? No, you didn't.
I know.
I've never heard of that. And what's it look like?
It's some kind of joke.
Hey, hands
some
on
kind
the
of
neck.
Joke.
No, it is because people who used to log wood and chop wood, when you wrap the chains around the wood, they call that choking. Wow. So those are the chokers.
Nice.
But in sports.
It's just like some other. Real quick, last thing. Chris Webber, that was the ultimate by myself hand solo of choking.
I go, okay. In your mind, that's fine. I don't think it was.
But his bench let him down, but that he called the time.
Okay, hey, if you want to rank your mount choke more, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, that's fine.
I won't do.
And here, I got to correct the record here. 415 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Andras Biedrants was clutch when he made one of two free throws. Andras Biedrants made two of two free throws in game two against the Utah Jazz.
No, yes, he did.
And Michael Petras didn't.
Oh, man.
And neither did Baron Davis.
They Biedrants better have that the on the biggest. Documentary, man.
There's not going to be a documentary.
I want to throw this
Matt Barnes and Baron Davis cannot follow through on a project.
Baron Davis is in Hollywood.
And he still can't finish through on a project.
You might be on there.
You know what? Damn out.
Not please. Yeah,
I'll do my own.
Camera, yay, light. I was out one day. You were in here with a sweater vest and a collar underneath the.
Wednesday.
Where were you going?
Golfing.
Oh.
I'm up in my game. I'm
and
up in
I
my
said,
fashion
did he do
game.
The weather? Who did the? And Norman goes, he sharpens attack.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait, no, hold on. That's interesting because I remember Steiny specifically not being a big fan of the phrase, look good, play good. And I think it's ironic that the moment you start dressing better for golf, you drop your best score of your life.
Steiny, I'm really impressed. That 81 was...
But here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
I was also dressed well when I played in Pennsylvania, and I didn't play great sometimes. Okay, 916.
Yeah, you want to set the record straight.
I'm begging you. You're making my point. I'm willing to bet more listeners than you think have played a level above your high school level ball. That's not what I'm saying. I'm sure they have. I'm sure there's many more than I think, and that's my point. How dare somebody who played, how dare Guru is going to say somebody choked. You're going to tell a Division I player? He played on a level you could never, ever imagine.
So I can't go to a movie and watch the movie and be like, Stoddy's a terrible actor. Well, I don't have to have went to acting school to know the, you were awful.
But you don't know what was in his body. You don't know how he was feeling.
But the final product was not up to par.
You ready to unload on me?
Like, I don't see how the meal is made. I just taste it.
But you don't get to determine what emotion, whether emotion did or didn't play into it and how much.
Yeah, but
you have no idea.
But this is the beauty of what you're saying.
So that's why it's just the result.
Social media has given me a diary and platform to share my thoughts.
Yeah, no, that's great. And you can use it. And I'm not gonna say anything about it.
Look inward.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Trust me, it's just about the phrase. I mean, it's just about the word.
Oh,
you want to say a guy? Oh, Steiny.
But Windhorse never played anything. Woj either, I would
bet. And I'll bet they don't use the word choker as often and frequently as you do. I'm just saying. I'm in a great mood.
No, but yeah.
Oh, I am.
You have some moments.
How about this? Say the lights... boy, the lights were too bright for him. Okay. I don't have a problem with that. Hey, they got tight. Hey, Goo, they got tight.
Okay.
That's fine. I don't care.
Can a man or a woman choke with the opposite in regard to dating? Or like, that happens.
I don't know what that means.
Choke, like somebody comes to talk, you just forget and get clumsy.
Phrasing, but yes.
Yeah, you can. Evan, it's happened.
Yeah, that would be more of a funny line.
What?
To me, then calling an actual athlete, which is his craft, the athletics that he's playing.
The people, the moments, Lemon Booty's real.
Yeah, like Good Will Hunting almost choked.
Dude, that's a great film, by the way.
Choked. Remember, because she comes over and says, I've been waiting for you to come talk to me. I've been sitting there for 3 hours with my friend, and now I got to leave now.
And it's okay. You can get better. Hitch, the movie, Will Smith.
I don't use the word. That's all.
By the way, don't go see Bad Boys.
The only choke I've ever seen is when Clint Eastwood in that movie had the heart attack at the dinner table and then said, I didn't know the guy was going to vapor lock.
You got to go, my brother.
That segment brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.